Greetings, noble viewers, and welcome to the continuation of our program introducing CERV, Society of Ethical and Religious Vegetarians. CERV is an interfaith peace effort that connects spiritual values with scientific knowledge to promote plant-based diets. Believing that all religions are based on compassion and thus cruelty-free living, CERV has gathered well-researched, fascinating and easy-to-read articles on vegetarianism and religion on its website, www.serv.online.org. Among the initial leaders of CERV are vegetarian and animal rights authors and activists Keith Akers, Nathan Braun, Bruce Friedrich, Roberta Kaliskowski, Stephen R. Kaufman, Reverend Andrew Lindsay, Norm Phelps, and CERV's co-founding coordinator, Dr. Richard H. Schwartz. Dr. Schwartz, Professor Emeritus of the Mathematics at the College of Staten Island, is also the president of Jewish Vegetarians of North America and the author of over 140 articles available online, as well as the book, Judaism and Vegetarianism. Previously, Dr. Schwartz explained that Judaism points to vegetarianism through six mandates, as similarly done in other religions.
So the six mandates are: one, to very diligently take care of our health, treat animals with compassion, to be co-workers with God in protecting the environment, to conserve natural resources, to help hungry people, and to seek and pursue peace. So we have these strong Jewish mandates. By the way, it is so important that it's part of the Ten Commandments. Because it says in the Ten Commandments, not only are human beings to rest on the Sabbath days, but animals as well. And Jewish teachings, a person is not to sit down for his or her own meal before making sure that the animals have been fed. One who wants to take Jewish values seriously, or religious values in general, should recognize that when it comes to health, the treatment of animals, the environment, helping hungry people, conserving resources, that the ideal diet is really plant-based, really an organic, locally grown, vegan diet. And what I'm trying to do is get a very respectful dialogue going in the Jewish community. I'll be happy to debate with any rabbi, any Jewish scholar, on the question of not must Jews be vegetarian, because there is a choice, but should Jews be vegetarian? We say that there's a choice, but this choice should be based on the highest of Jewish values, the highest of religious values, taking into account the teachings about our health, about the environment, about helping hungry people, about treating animals compassionately, about seeking a more peaceful and a more just world. Also, I'm working with people in other religions and to show that every religion, based on compassion, on sharing, on justice, all of them are very consistent with vegetarian values.
CERV's impressive collection of articles and related up-to-date event announcements explores vegetarian evidence and values found in the world's religions. The CERV Writing Committee has also condensed the most basic information in a short pamphlet titled Vegetarianism and the Major World Religions, which can be read both online and in a free printable version. Citing each faith's key scriptural verses, CERV's pamphlet summarizes what is said about vegetarianism in the Eastern religions of Hinduism, Buddhism, and Taoism, then in the Abrahamic religions of Judaism, Islam, Christianity, and the Baha'i faith. The brochure further lists representative books and websites about each religion and its relationship to diet and animal rights. Apart from urging compassion to animals, the world's religions also call for humans' care for the natural environment.
Also mentioned that you work with the Veg Climate Alliance.
Yeah, this is a relatively new group, Veg Climate Alliance. I'm director of that group. And this is really an international group and really working with some wonderful people. What we're trying to point out, the world now is heading toward an unprecedented climate catastrophe. But this is something happening already. We're seeing the polar ice caps and glaciers are melting far faster than even the worst-case scenarios. This has been called a century of drought. There's droughts in so many areas, Australia like for 10 years. California has a drought for at least 3 years so bad that the wildfire season that used to be just a few months is now all year round. Israel now has the worst drought in its history, below average rainfall for at least 5 years. The last decade has been found to be the warmest decade in history, and the decade before that was the second warmest, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not like we can get to a point and say, okay, boy, we better stop things. Things can spiral out of control, and therefore we must do everything possible to avoid this. There's no way we're going to avoid it unless there's a major societal change to plant-based diets. We've got to get the word out as much as possible. This has to be the central focus for civilization today. If we don't solve this climate crisis problem, everything else will become relatively insignificant. It'll be like moving around the deck chairs in the Titanic, as they mentioned. And if there was a major shift to vegetarianism, we could let the land lie fallow, let it restore its fertility, etc. And also, perhaps most important, we've got to prevent this climate catastrophe possibility, and that's one thing that every individual can do.
Dr. Schwartz explains the extreme urgency of climate change and the necessary shift to plant-based diets in his 7-point summary.
One, the world is heading toward an unprecedented climate catastrophe. Second, it's not something that's far, far in the future. It's not even something we'd say 5 or 10 years from now. It's something that's starting happening now, affecting much of the world. And therefore, the third point is that this must be the central organizing principle for society today. Now, the fourth point is many things have to be done. But one thing that's urgent, that's often overlooked, it's essential that there be this major shift to plant-based diets if we even have a chance of avoiding the impending climate catastrophe. Now, a fifth point, very important, is that a shift toward plant-based diets is not only essential, as I say, to have a chance to avoid a climate catastrophe, it's essential to avoid and alleviate the hunger crisis, the energy crisis, the health crisis, the water shortage crisis, all of these, in addition to other problems like the species disappearing, soil erosion and depletion, the loss of forest, deforestation is occurring very rapidly. And the main reason for that is to create pasture land and land to grow feed crops for animals. Deserts are growing, these are certification throughout the world. So that's for, I mean, all the side effects for plant-based diets are positive. And the sixth point is, hoping not to offend anybody, but we have to point out it's really madness and sheer insanity. We're doing something that is leading the world toward a disaster in so many ways, so many negative ways. And thank God, it's not a matter of saying, gee, I can either have this delicious food or try to save the world with just like bread and water or, you know, nothing really to eat. As we know, thank God, there's more and more delicious substitutes. Some can be very well nourished. Go to some of the wonderful vegetarian, vegan restaurants, and you can have foods that are really out of this world. So it's not sacrifice. It's just a matter of really shifting our focus, our consciousness, and realizing we can do well on that. So then the seventh and final point is that every single person hearing this message should, within the limitation of their time and abilities, contribute something, should say, the fate of the world is partly in my hands. I can speak to a religious leader, a rabbi, priest, minister, imam, etc. I can speak to my fellow workers, to my family. I've got to get this message out because there's nothing more urgent fate of humanity is at stake in all of this, and we, for the sake of our future, our children, grandchildren, we have to do everything possible to avoid the threat of this climate catastrophe. Thankfully, people are more and more realizing the health benefits of plant-based diets. And they're finding out more and more how horribly animals are treated on factory farms. It's really incredible, 60 billion farmed animals, very unnatural conditions. So help people become more aware of that, but also with the environmental threats. We've made this movie because the issues are so important. It's called A Sacred Duty, Applying Jewish Values to Help Heal the World. It's so important. First of all, I want to salute our producer, Lionel Friedberg. He's a multi-award-winning producer, an Emmy-awarding producer, and he was so committed that he produced this movie as a complete labor of love and dedication, along with his wife, who's a film editor. We've given away 25 to 30,000 DVDs. We encourage be played as widely as possible. It's on YouTube. People can see it at asacredduty.com. We just want it to be seen. It's done from a Jewish perspective, but it has a universal message, and it's been endorsed not only by Jews, but by Christians and people from other religions.
We now conclude today's program with the following thought-provoking excerpt from Serve's pamphlet, Vegetarianism and the Major World Religions.
Vegetarianism has been a common thread among the major world religions, even if only a minority have adopted the diet as an expression of their faith. For many people of faith, vegetarianism reflects the golden rule, Christianity. So whatever you wish that men would do to you, do so to them. Matthew 7:12. Judaism. Do not do unto others what you would not wish to be done to yourself. That is the entire Torah. The rest is commentary. Babylonian Talmud. Islam. No one of you is a believer until he desires for his brother that which he desires for himself. Baha'i Faith. Blessed is he that preferreth his brother to himself. Taoism. Regard your neighbor's gain as your own gain, and your neighbor's loss as your own loss. Hinduism. This is the sum of duty. Do not to others that which, if done to thee, would cause pain. Jainism. A man should wander about treating all creatures as he himself would be treated. Buddhism. Hurt not others that which pains yourself. With factory farming torturing animals on a scale unprecedented in human history, and with the growing environmental crisis threatening human civilization, the wisdom of the world's religions to respect nature and all its inhabitants has become much more than an expression of ideal behavior. It has become a global imperative.
Our sincere appreciation, Dr. Schwartz, and all the courageous individuals involved with CERV, Society of Ethical and Religious Vegetarians. May all unite at this crucial time and walk the highest path of compassion toward our divine animal and human co-inhabitants as God's righteous children. To learn more about the Society of Ethical and Religious Vegetarians, please visit www.serv-online.org. More information on Dr. Richard Schwartz can be found at jewishveg.com/Schwartz. Thank you, caring viewers, for your presence on today's Our Noble Lineage. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. May the love in your heart expand and bring peace to all around you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL